拉记。
Please turn to the book of Ezra. Chapter 7.
第一节
Verse 1，
这是以后波斯王亚达薛西年间有个以斯拉，他是希莱亚的儿子。
After this, in the reign of King Artaxerxes of Persia, Ezra, son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah.
第九节
Verse 9，
正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。
On the first day of the first month, the journey up from Babylon was begun, and on the first day of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, for the gracious hand of his God was upon him.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel.
我想我们的圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll stop by reading for now.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这个周末我们在一起一同来看教会的复兴史。
Brothers and sisters, this weekend we've been looking at the history of the recovery history of the church.
我们不光注意到教会的复兴。
Not only are we paying attention to the recovery of His church.
而且我们也特别注意到圣灵对这些历史的解释。
We paid particular attention to the explanation of the Holy Spirit on this history.
当我们读以斯拉记的时候，你会发现，刚开始的时候，有五万人跟随着所罗巴伯还有耶稣亚，他们就回到耶路撒冷。
As we began to read this book, we discovered that about 50,000 followed Zerubbabel and Joshua to return to Jerusalem.
因为以色列人被掳到巴比伦去了。
This happened because the Israelites were taken to Babylon in captivity.
70年以后，神就把他们带回来。
70 years later, God brought them back to the land.
你知道圣灵是用这些图画来告诉我们将来教会所要经过的事。
This became a picture the Holy Spirit used to illustrate what the church would go through.
我们的教会曾经一度被掳到巴比伦去。
At one point in time, the church was also taken captive into Babylon.
那就是历史上教会经过一个很长的黑暗的时期。
And that was when the church went through the dark ages.
到了十六世纪的时候，你看神兴起马丁路德、加尔文、茨惠利这些人，就好像神当初兴起所罗巴伯一样，把神的百姓和教会从巴比伦带了出来。
Then in the 16th century, God raised up people like Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli, just like He raised up Zerubbabel and Joshua, and led the people.Back to, from Babylon to Jerusalem.
然后我们看见那个工作的，然后看见神在他们身上所带领工作的种种。
And we saw what the kind of works that the Holy Spirit performed among them.
结果我们就看见这里面特别是我们从昨天我们这个周末就从十六世纪一直看到了十八世纪。
And with looked at the history from 16th century to 18th century.
但是以斯拉记告诉我们，过了一段时间以后，神从巴比伦又带着一批人回来。
However, the book of Ezra tells us that after a period of time, God led another group of people to return from Babylon.
那这里面有几个重要的人物，一个是以斯拉，还有一个就是尼希米。
There were some important characters. They were Ezra and Nehemiah.
那这个可以说是见证的第二代。
We can call them the second generation of the Lord's testimony.
我们知道第一代是所罗巴伯这些人他们回来的。
The first generation referred to Zerubbabel and Joshua.
虽然他们把圣殿在原来根基上重新建立起来。
Even though they rebuilt the temple on its original foundation.
但是神的工作并没有完成。
However, that work of rebuilding was not finished.
那个工作曾经有一度中断了。
At one point in time, it actually stopped.
我们知道停了工了。
And the rebuilding work stopped.
结果神就借着哈该也借着撒加利亚帮助他们，结果最后你看见那个工作最后完成了。
Then through the encouragement of Haggai and Zechariah, that work was able to finish.
那在教会历史里面也是这样。
Now, same thing we find in church history.
我们看见等到这个特别到了十七世纪中叶的时候。
Especially in the middle of 17th century.
然后神就兴起了一般的弟兄姊妹。
God raised up a group of brothers and sisters.
那最后你看见神所要做的终于告了一段落，到完成了一个在某一个阶段里面，总算是完成了神的心意。
Then we find that the work of the Lord stopped, completed at a certain stage.
但是这个只是神在历史上工作的第一个阶段。
Now that was only the first stage of God's work of recovery.
在神恢复的工作里面，这不过第一个阶段而已。
It was only the first stage of the recovery work of God.
所以现在你看，神要兴起另外一个另外一地班人。
Now we see that God is raising up another group of men.
他们也是从巴比伦回来的。
They also returned from Babylon.
不过这些人和第一代的人不一样。
However, this group were different than the first.
第一代所罗巴伯和耶稣亚他们都曾经看过那些圣殿。
The first group, Zerubbabel and Joshua, they have seen the original temple.
他们乃是被掳到巴比伦去。
They were the ones that were taken captive to Babylon.
他们怀念他们的故乡，最后他们终于回来。
And they were nostalgic concerning the native land, and they returned.
他们有理由回来，因为这是他们生长的地方。
Now they wanted to return because that's where they grew up.
结果我们知道，年轻的一代就在巴比伦成长。
However, the younger generation stayed in Babylon.
以斯拉和尼希米根本就是生在巴比伦。
Nehemiah and Ezra, they were born in Babylon.
他们听说耶路撒冷的种种，他们从来没有看见过。
They've heard about Jerusalem, but they've never seen it.
他们永远不能感觉他们的父母所感觉的。
They could never feel the same feeling of the parents.
我们知道第一代他们回去是有原因的。
The first generation returned for a reason, for purpose.
是可以解释的。
We could explain why they wanted to return.
但到了第二代，他们的前途明明是在巴比伦。
However, we can say that the future for the second generation was in Babylon, in the land of Babylon.
在以色列人被掳到巴比伦以前，他们是世界最好的农夫。
Before the Israelites were taken to Babylon, they were the best farmers.
结果被掳到巴比伦以后，他们从巴比伦就学会了做生意，做贸易，结果成为最好的商人。
During the captivity in Babylon, they became the best merchants.
所以我们知道他们的前途应该是在巴比伦的。
We should say that their future was in store for them in Babylon.
但是我们看见神的灵工作，就率领有一般的人，但五万人跟着所罗巴伯他们就回到了耶路撒冷。
However, the Holy Spirit of God stirred their hearts so that 50,000 followed Zerubbabel.
所以好不容易经过了好多年，终于在原来的圣殿根基上就把圣殿重新建造起来。
After many difficult years, they rebuilt the temple on its original foundation.
但是这个只是阶段性的完成。
But that was only a completion of the first stage.
神最终的目的并没有完全达到。
The ultimate goal of God was not yet reached.
所以神要等到以斯拉诞生了，尼希米诞生了。
God had to wait for the birth of Ezra and Nehemiah.
虽然他们没有看见耶路撒冷。
Although they have never seen Jerusalem.
但是神的灵感动他们。
But the Spirit of God moved them.
神借着他说过的话来对他们说话。
And through the word of God spoken a long time ago, God spoke to them.
所以当我们读到以斯拉第七章的时候，你看见年轻的一代，以斯拉的那一代，他们终于回来了。
And hence when we come to chapter 7, we see the new generation led by Ezra returned.
那现在我们要来看，当以斯拉回来以后
，Now let us look at after the return of Ezra。
到底以斯拉他所做的工作是什么样的工作
？What kind of work did he do？
如果我们明白了这幅图画
，If we understand this picture，
我们就能够明白在教会历史里面，在十九世纪、二十世纪，圣灵到底做了一些什么。
We then will also understand what the Holy Spirit had done。In the 19th and the 20th century.
以斯拉记告诉我们以斯拉的工作。
In the book of Ezra, We are told of the work of Ezra.
尼希米给我们看见神怎样在尼希米身上工作。
The book of Nehemiah shows us the work that God did in the life of Nehemiah.
那神在以斯拉身上的工作主要是两点。
Now there are two main points concerning the work of Ezra.
第一是恢复神的话。
Number one, the recovery of God's word.
你看见神的话几乎在人的心中已经失去它的地位。
We see that God's word has lost its power in the life of his people.
结果我们读以斯拉记跟尼希米的时候，你发现神的的确确给以斯拉有一个很重大的托付。
And in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, God gave Ezra a great burden.
他自己是个明白神话语的人。
He was one who understood God's word.
现在他也帮助所有的神的儿女明白神的话。
And now, he tried to assist all of God's people to understand God's word.
所以到了以斯拉的时候，神的话就达到了非常丰富的境地。
And at the time of Ezra, God's word was rich.
大家不要忘记旧约的39卷。
Don't forget the 39 books of the Old Testament.
是在以斯拉的手里才成为一本旧约的书。
They were put together, compiled together in the hand of Ezra the scribe.
在这以前已经有神的话。
God's word were given before this time.
但是谁把这39卷放在一起的呢？
Who put all this all of God's word together?
你看见这是以斯拉做的工作。
You find that that was the work of Ezra.
换一句话，到了以斯拉的时候。
In another word, in the time of Ezra.
现在神是完整的在那里说话。
Now God's word was complete to his people.
在新约还没有开始以前。
Before the New Testament began.
当还没有新约圣经以前。
Before we have the word of the New Testament.
在那个以前神所说的话通通说完了在39卷的里面。
And God's word spoken in the Old Testament was completed in the 39 books.
当然后来神又说了27卷的话。
Of course, God continued to speak in another 27 books.
但是在旧约的时候。
But as far as the Old Testament was concerned,
到了以斯拉的时候。
At the time of Ezra.
现在你看人所得着的启示是个完整的启示，不是片段的，不是零碎的。
The revelation given to man was a complete revelation, not in fragments.
所以现在你看见以斯拉的贡献在什么地方？
Now we see the contribution of Ezra.
神为什么要把以斯拉带回来呢？
Why did God bring Ezra back?
以斯拉所做的是所罗巴伯没有做的。
He did something that Zerubbabel did not do.
以斯拉做的也不是所罗巴伯不能够做的。
And he did something that Zerubbabel couldn't do.
你看见神的工作是永远向前的。
You see, God's work is always forward moving.
那么借着以斯拉。
Through the hands of Ezra.
他不只是文士，而且是旧约最大的文士。
He was not only a scribe, but the greatest scribe of the Old Testament.
因着以斯拉的缘故，现在我们有了整本的旧约的圣经。
And because of Ezra, we have a complete Old Testament in our hands today.
所以我们看见这是以斯拉给教会给以色列人带来个非常大的贡献。
And now we can see the great contribution that was made by Ezra.
所以我们知道说，以斯拉最大的贡献就是恢复神的话。
And the greatest contribution of Ezra is the recovery of God's spoken word.
还有一个很重要的贡献。
Now there's another contribution made by him.
那圣经告诉我们，神借着以斯拉美化圣殿。
And that is, he beautified the temple of God.
那圣殿已经重建了。
The temple, the reconstruction was completed.
你看所罗波巴伯他们经过了多少的艰难，你看见终于不光有根基，现在在废墟上，你看圣殿重新建立起来。
Through much difficulty, not only had Zerubbabel and his people rebuilt the foundation, they also rebuilt the temple on that foundation.
现在以色列人就可以继续，就又能够享受神的同在。
Now,God's presence was present with his people again.
所以我们看见说，你看见这是非常荣耀的一段的日子。
And that was a time of glory.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget, however.
现在虽然圣殿盖起来了。
Even though the temple was completed.
但是神要借着以斯拉来美化圣殿。
Through the hands of Ezra, God was to beautify that temple.
为什么要美化圣殿？
Why would that be needed?
为什么以斯拉要回来？
Why would Ezra need to return?
他为了自己，他可以不需要回来。
For himself, he didn't have to return.
但是以斯拉是个明白圣经的人。
However, Ezra understood God's word.
以斯拉是个明白先知书里面预言的人。
He understood the prophetic words.
他知道有一天弥赛亚要回来。
He understood that Messiah would come one day.
弥赛亚回来的话，你看他要降生在伯利恒。
When the Messiah should come, he would be born in Bethlehem.
人类的救主诞生以后，他忽然进入他的殿。
And the Savior of mankind would enter the temple.
那现在，如果以色列人不回到圣耶路撒冷的话
，And if the Israelite were not to return to Jerusalem,
你看见说，那么圣耶这个，你看见弥赛亚怎么会忽然进入他的殿
？Now we would wonder how would Messiah enter the temple?
伯利恒怎么能够重建？那么主耶稣怎么？
How would the Messiah be birthed in Bethlehem?
所以你看，这些人回到耶路撒冷不是为着他们自己回来的。
So you find that this group of people didn't return for their own initiative.
他们为着弥赛亚，为着神所预备的救恩回来的。
They returned for the Messiah.
他们的前途应该是在巴比伦，但是为着迎接弥赛亚回来，结果他们回来了。
They had the future in Babylon, but for God, for the coming of Messiah, they returned to Jerusalem.
但是等到弥赛亚进到他的殿的时候，那个殿应该是美丽的圣殿。
And when the Messiah should enter the temple, that temple ought to be beautiful.
谁把它变成更美丽呢
？Who beautified that temple?
弟兄姊妹，你看见这是借着以斯拉这一班的人，最后神的心意完成的。
It was through the group of people led by Ezra.
这是指着神的殿来说。
And that was speaking of the temple.
但是结果借着尼希米，你看见神借着他就完成了圣城，城墙就完成了。
And through the leadership of Nehemiah, we find that the city wall was completed.
所以以斯拉的特点是圣殿，以尼希米的特点乃是圣城。
The characteristic of Ezra was the temple, and that of Nehemiah was the city.
圣殿永远代表神的同在。
The temple always represents the presence of God.
圣城永远代表神的见证。
The city of God always represents the testimony of God.
里面有神的同在，外面就有神的见证。
Having the presence within that city, then you have the testimony of God.
没有一个人可以制造一个见证，如果它里面没有属灵的内容。
No one can fashion a testimony unless there is a spiritual reality.
所以你看见神在尼希米在以斯拉的身上不只产生了同不只给人让人经历神的同在而且更重要的让人看见神荣耀的见证。
Through the lives of Ezra and Nehemiah, we find not only was the presence of God recovered, but also the testimony of God.
这的的确确发生在以色列历史上。
And this indeed happened in the history of Israel.
但是我们说神是借助这些图画来说一个预言。
However, this history is a picture that prophesied of future things.
给我们看见19世纪和20世纪神他做的工作那个中心到底在什么地方。
It is showing us the center work of God in the 19th and 20th century.
你看见长江后浪永远推前浪。
You see how the waves will keep on pushing forward.
你看第二代总是比第一代更强。
The second generation often will surpass the first.
这是神的工作。
That is God's
work. 我们为着马丁路德我们要感谢主。
We thank God for Martin Luther.
我们为着 Anabaptist 感谢主。
We thank God for the Anabaptist.
我们为着清教徒感谢主。
We thank God for the Puritans.
我们为着敬虔派的人感谢主。
We thank God for the Pietists.
我们为着摩尔维亚感谢主。
We thank God for the Moravians.
我们为着威斯利约翰他们也感谢主。
We thank God for the Wesleys.
你看神借着他们做了何等的事。
What great work did God do through them?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的看见神所做的，你要低头敬拜。
If you truly see what God had done, you would bow and worship Him.
我们会觉得神所做的就是这么多了。
We might think that that's all God has in store.
到了十九世纪的时候。
As we come to the 19th century,
你看见神叫人跌破眼睛，神做的更多，做的更深更广。
And God is able to surprise us even more.
所以当你读到19世纪的历史，读到20世纪的历史的时候。
And as we come to the 19th and 20th century,
我们如果明白圣经里所启示的，你心中就会非常的跳跃。
If we understand what is revealed in the scripture, we will jump up for joy.
原因在什么地方呢
？Why?
在这里很清楚给我们看见，果然就像圣经里面所预表。你看见神在那里做奇妙荣耀恢复的工作。
Because what happened is just like foretold by the scripture, God was doing a glorious work.
我们觉得到了威斯利约翰已经够荣耀了。
We felt that the time of John Wesley was great enough.
我们看见斯金道夫、摩尔维亚他们带进的复兴已经够荣耀。
When we see the revival led by the Zinzendorf and the Moravians, we felt that that may be enough.
但是你看见神应许的荣耀还在将来。
But God's promise of glory was even greater than that.
这殿后来的荣耀远胜过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of the temple should be greater than the former.
你看见这是永远神的工作。
You see, that is forever God's work.
所以如果你看见这个的话
，And when we see this,
你看见为着马丁路德，我们感谢。
We thank God for the work through Martin Luther.
但是今天你做马丁路德够不够的是不够的。
But was his work sufficient? No.
我们为着威斯利约翰感谢，但今天你做威斯利约翰够不够的是不够的。
We thank God for John Wesley, but was his work sufficient? No.
所以你看见圣灵要带着他的教会继续往前面去的。
And we see that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead his church forward.
我们说过摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
Now we mentioned about the brethren of the Moravians.
他们有一个负担要为全世界祷告。
They had the burden to pray for the whole world.
结果他们有24小时的守望祷告。
And they had this watch and pray for 24 hours a day.
那希望复兴的火能烧遍整个的天下。
So that the flame of revival would burn through the entire globe.
这是历史上很有名的祷告。
And that was a very famous prayer in history.
那个祷告的地方在东德有一个城，有个很小的小 village， 到今天你还可以看得到的，那个叫做 Hunhood， 是个很小很小的村庄。
The place where the prayers took place was a small tiny village in East Germany called Hunhood.
但是从1727年开始，
beginning in 1727，
当那时候复兴的火烧遍那一带的时候，
when the flame of the gospel was burning through the entire region，
他们为全世界祷告，
they were praying for the whole world.
24小时48个人轮番的在那里祷告。
24 hours a day, 48 people taking turns every day.
这个祷告一直祷告了100年。
And they kept on praying for over 100 years.
这个一定是圣灵做的。
This has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果人做的，你看一年两年已经很多了。
And if this came from man, 1 or 2 years would be a great deal.
能维持十年已经难能可贵。
To maintain 10 years, that's almost impossible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在教会历史里面有一个祷告。
But in church history, there's one prayer.
你看见从来没有断过的祷告。
And that was unbroken.
你看神在天上，你看见不只是每天听见这个祷告。
And God in heaven not only heard that every day.
神的耳朵听见了100年。
God continued to hear that word for 100 years.
你想想看神能不能不听这个祷告。
Can you imagine God not hearing that prayer?
感谢主弟兄，就是因着他们的祷告。
We thank God because of their prayer.
结果到了1828年的时候，你看有一些事情就发生了。
Something began to happen in 1827.
那这件事情的发生对于教会带来无比的祝福的。
And what happened then brought much blessing to the church.
那个影响是没有办法来计算的。
The influence was immeasurable.
那个影响是震动整个的世界的。
And it shook the entire world.
弟兄姊妹，马丁路德起来改革，你看见加尔文那个影响是全世界的。
The Reformation of Luther and Calvin was global.
你看见威斯利约翰那个影响也是全世界的。
And the influence of Wesley was global in scope.
但是弟兄姊妹，到了19世纪的时候，
And as we come to the 19th century,
你看见果然神听了摩尔维亚弟兄们的祷告。
God heard the prayer of the Moravian brothers.
结果神就在英国那个地方。
And in England,
你看就做了一件非常奇妙的事。
God began to do something marvelous.
那整个工作的开始是从爱尔兰开始。
The beginning of the work took place in Ireland.
你知道，我们都知道英伦有三岛，其中有一个岛就是爱尔兰。
We know that there were 3 isles of England. One is Ireland.
那么尤其今天在New England， 特别是纽约那一带，很多人是从爱尔兰那边过来的。
And many of the inhabitants of the region of New England came from Ireland.
那大家都知道，爱尔兰的首都叫做都柏林。
And we know the capital of Ireland is called Dublin.
那去年我曾经到过这个城。
Last year, I had the opportunity to visit that city.
那这是个非常非常美丽的城。
It's a beautiful city.
那么在这个城里面，大概在1825年的时候。
In 1825,
那个时候圣灵已经在一般的弟兄姊妹身上工作。
The Holy Spirit was already at work in the lives of many brothers and sisters.
你记得16世纪当神兴起马丁路德的时候。
You remember when God raised up Martin Luther in the 16th century.
马丁路德是一个罗马教里面的一个神父。
Martin Luther was a father, was a priest in the Roman Catholic Church.
结果你看见神借着这个罗马教的神父，你看带来一个很大的祝福和那个复兴。
And through this priest, God brought about much blessing and the Reformation.
结果在那个时候，在都柏林有一个医生，他叫 Cronin.
Now in Dublin in the 19th century, there was a doctor, a physician called Cronin.
那么这位弟兄呢，他本来就是天主教。
Now Ed Cronin was a Roman Catholic.
结果有一天，神开了他的眼睛。
One day God opened his eyes.
当他在天主教，在罗马教，他从他觉得他在他他。他在那个时候他没有太多的感觉。
In the Roman Catholic Church at the time, he didn't have much feeling.
因为他觉得整个的世界就是一个教会。
He felt that the whole world is a church.
那么等到他后来主开了他的眼睛以后。
However, later the Lord opened his eyes.
他就参加那些从巴比伦出来的那一班人和他们一同聚会。
And he began to meet with those that came out of Babylon.
但是那个时候他巴不得能和所有神的儿女有交通。
He had the desire then to have fellowship with all of God's children.
在罗马教长久的人和神没有交通。
Those who stayed in the Catholic Church for long, lost fellowship with God.
如果今天有的人开你的眼睛，你能和这一班从巴比伦出来的人，现在你和神有交通了。
And if God opened your eyes to a fellowship with these that came out of Babylon, now your fellowship of God began to be restored.
但是所有与神交通的人有一个愿望，巴不得能和所有的神的儿女有交通。
And everyone that has a fellowship with God desire to have fellowship with all of his children.
与神不能交通的人心里是痛苦的。
Those who no longer have fellowship with God, they have pain in their heart.
虽然你与神交通了，但是你与弟兄姊妹不能交通，也是非常痛苦的。
And if your fellowship with God is restored, and yet you're unable to fellowship with brothers and sisters, that again brings much pain.
他现在蒙恩得救了。
So now Ed Cronin is saved.
他里面的生命就催促他要和所有神的儿女们交通。
The divine life in him urges him to have fellowship with all of God's children.
所以他就参加了一个聚会，和他们一同擘饼纪念主。
And he began to attend this meeting and break bread with the brothers.
他发现这不是所有神的儿女。
He discovered that that's not all of God's children.
他巴不得能和其他神的儿女一同交通。
And he truly desired to even have fellowship with other brothers.
结果他也到别的地方，也和他们一同擘饼纪念。
And he traveled around and met with many group of.
没有多久，他发生一些，他就觉得发生一些困难。
Of God's people, not long after that, he began to encounter certain problems.
因为他们告诉他，如果你们要和我们交通，要和我们擘饼的话。
He was told that if you want to break bread with us,
你一定要参加我们才可以。
You have to be one of our members.
如果你 join 我们，我们就和你一同擘饼纪念。
If you join us, then you can come and break bread with us.
如果你不 join 我们，你就不能摸这个饼，也不能摸这个饼。
If you don't join us, then you cannot take the bread and the cup.
那么弟兄祷告的结果，觉得我不能这样做。
However, as Ed was praying, he felt that that's not what he ought to do.
因为如果他们把我圈在这里，我不就失去了其他弟兄姊妹的交通。
Because if he limited himself to that small circle, he would have lost opportunity with other God's people.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？在以色列历史里面。
Now, as we look back at Israel's history.
有两次亡国，有两次归回。
Two times the nation was destroyed and twice they returned afterwards.
第一次亡国是公元前六百多年的时候。
The first time happened, in 600 years BC.
他们被掳到巴比伦去，后来七十年又从巴比伦回来的。
They became exiles in Babylon and 70 years later they returned.
但是主后七十年他们又亡国一次。
And then 70 years AD, they were destroyed again.
那一次不光是被掳到巴比伦，乃是被掳到全世界去的。
And that time they were not only scattered to Babylon, but to the whole world.
然后以色列人就完全四散了。
And the people of Israel were completely scattered around.
第一次以色列人归回，乃是从巴比伦回来的。
The first time when they returned from Babylon.
第二次回来的时候，圣经告诉我们，从世界的各地、各族、各方四个不同的角落，神把他们呼召回来。
And the second return took place when God's people returned from all directions around the globe.
所以，当十六世纪马丁路德、加尔文被主兴起来的时候
，And hence in the 16th century when God raised up Calvin and Luther.
那神的儿女落在什么样的光景底下
？What was the condition of God's people at that time?
他们已经落在拜偶像，落在巴比伦那个悲惨的情形底下。
And they were in idolatry in the miserable condition of Babylon.
他们不明白圣经。
They didn't understand the Bible.
圣经被锁起来。
The Bible was chained up.
他们不明白救恩。
They didn't understand salvation.
他们要用钱去买赎罪券，希望能赢得天堂。
They thought that they could purchase forgiveness through, purchase, yeah.
结果马丁路德这一班弟兄们把他们从那一个光景里面神带他们从巴比伦出来了。
And through Luther, God led them out of Babylon.
感谢主，这是第一次的被掳，第一次的归回。
We thank the Lord that that was the first return after.
但是等到 Cronin 弟兄他们在都柏林那个时候。
Now, in the time of Ed Cronin, when they were in Dublin.
你看见那个时候神的儿女已经四散了。
At that time, God's children again were scattered.
当他们在天罗马天主教的时候，你看是一个，永远是一个的。
And when they were in Roman Catholic Church, they only see themselves.
因为整个你只有 only one.
Oh, there's only one.
整个世界只有一个大公的 Catholic Church.
Because the whole world there's only one church, the Catholic Church.
你谈不到合一，因为根本就是一个。
The Catholic Church only one.
所以你离开了这个教会，根本就没有救恩的。
And hence, if you leave that church, you will not have any salvation.
所以这里没有合一不合一的问题。
And so there is no question of oneness or not.
这里没有分散不分散的问题。
There's no question about whether scattering or not.
他们通通集中在一个地方。
And they were all gathered in one place.
但是很可惜，他们所集中的地方乃是拜偶像的地方，乃是巴比伦的地方。
Unfortunately, the place they gather is the place of idolatry.
感谢主，经过了16世纪、18、16、17、18，你看你现在神的儿女们不在巴比伦，已经被带回了耶路撒冷。
And thankfully, through the 16th to 18th century, God's people returned from Babylon.
但是到了 Cronin 那个时候
，However, at the time of Cronin,
你结果发现说神的儿女的情形就好像。以色列第二次被掳一样，是被分散到全世界各地去。
You discovered the condition of God's children is like the second destruction of the nation. They were scattered all over the place.
当你无论在哪里聚会
，wherever you go，
两三个人奉主的名聚会，主就在我们中间。
The scripture says, two or three gather in His name, the Lord will be in their midst.
结果你看见你与主之间的交通完全恢复了。
And the fellowship with the Lord was completely restored.
你享受神的同在。
You can enjoy God's presence.
你在这里能看见主的笑容。
You can see the smiling face of our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹
，However，
今年你不可能与神交通而能够不和所有神的儿女们交通。
It is impossible to have fellowship with God and not have fellowship with all of His children.
你看，对 Cronin 来讲是何等的喜乐。
And to Cronin, he was rejoicing.
本来与神没有交通的，现在感谢主，主拯救了他，叫他脱离了巴比伦，他能。
He rejoiced because he was sent free from Babylon, and now he's saved. He can have fellowship with God and his children.
但是现在有一个最大的痛苦。
However, there is something a great pain in his heart.
我们都是弟兄姊妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
但是我们不能交通的。
Yet we do not have fellowship.
你看见吗？如果我要擘饼的话，我一定要参加你们才能够擘饼。
If I want to remember the Lord with you, I have to be a member.
我如果是你们的人，我就不能是他们的人。
And if I'm a member here, I can't be a member over there.
所以你看见 Cronin 他们觉得这件事我们办不到的，我们不能做的。
And Cronin felt that that's not something that he would want to do.
我们知道在巴西啊。
We know, in Brazil.
你知道有的时候浸信会的人请长老会的人讲道，长老会的人请浸信会的人讲道。
Sometimes, the Baptist Church will invite someone from the Presbyterian Church to come to speak.
那请讲道是可以的。
Now coming to speak is alright.
那讲完道要我们领圣餐的时候呢
？However, after the sermon, when they are to partake of the supper,
你可以来讲道。
You can come and preach,
但是你不能和我们一同擘饼。
But you cannot partake and remember the Lord together.
那么有人觉得很奇怪呀。
You know, some people felt really odd.
你们不是兄弟吗
？Aren't you brothers?
你知道他们怎么回答呢
？You know how they reply?
他说我们是兄弟，不错，不过我们是表兄弟。
Even though we are brothers, but we are brothers of the second order.
所以你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，今天许多时候我们只认为说那些一同相信受浸的人才是我们的兄弟。
You see, they felt that only those who are baptized together are brothers and sisters.
他如果点水的，他不过是我们的表兄弟。
And if he only went through sprinkling of water, then he is only a brother of second
degree. 弟兄姊妹，神的家都是神的儿女。
In God's house, we're all of God's children.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们都是弟兄。
And we are all brothers and sisters.
所以因着那个缘故。
And because of that,
你看见我们的弟兄就是 Croning 还有其他的弟兄们。
And brother Ed Croning and a number of others.
那么他们就觉得我们不能，我们一定要和所有的神的儿女在一同擘饼纪念主才对。
They felt compelled to be able to remember the Lord with all of God's children.
结果 Croning 就找到一般的弟兄们。
And he found a group of brothers.
他们就在家里很简单的一起祷告，也一同擘饼纪念主。
And they met in a home.In simplicity, prayed and remembered the Lord together.
那没有多久以后，慢慢慢慢的人就多起来了。
And gradually, their number began to increase.
然后在一个比较大一点、稍微大一点的地方，他们在一起的聚会。
Then they rented a larger house and met.
大概过了没有多久，就来了一个弟兄，这就是我们大家所熟悉的达比弟兄。
And after a while, another brother joined them, and that's John Darby.
还有一个牙医。从英国来的，那么这位就是很有名的 Anthony Grubb 这位弟兄。
And another dentist joined them from London. His name is Anthony Grubb.
然后当他们在一起聚会的时候
，And when they gathered together，
你看他们觉得神的同在实在与他们同在。
The presence of God was very clear.
那弟兄姊妹，现在他们愿意回到神的旨意，愿意回到五旬节当初教会的光景，他们一同在那里聚会。
And they desire to go back to that condition in the days of the Pentecost.
他们觉得我们在一起，我们都是弟兄。
They felt that they were all brothers when they were
所以我们应该可以在一起一同纪念主。
And we can remember the Lord together.
因为这是主的命令，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Because the Lord commanded that do this in remembrance of me.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们就是很简单的就在那里开始聚会了。
In simplicity, they met together.
后来有人就称他们做弟兄会，他们不承认他们是弟兄会。
Now later, they were designated as the brethren.
但是弟兄姊妹，的的确确没有错的。
However, they denied that designation.
从前你问一个在浸信会的人，你问他你是在哪，你是在哪里聚会，他说我是浸信会的人。
And if you ask someone who come from a Baptist church, they will tell you he's from a Baptist church.
有的人说我是卫斯理公会的人。
And some will say, well, I come from a Methodist church.
但是弟兄们，当这班弟兄被主兴起来的时候，说我们都是很简单的基督，我们就是弟兄。
And but when you ask these brothers, they said, "Well, we're just brothers."
我们不能让别的名字把我们分开了。
We don't have any name that would separate us from other
of God's children. 我们靠着主的名得救的。
And we were saved by the name of Jesus.
我们是奉着主名受浸的。
And we were baptized into His name.
我们也奉着主名在一起聚会。
And then we gather in the name of Jesus.
在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救的。
There's no other name given under heaven by which we can be saved. 是一
个名字，我们能够聚在一起。
And so by that one name we gather.
马丁路德这个名字不够大。
Martin Luther, that name is not large enough.
威斯利约翰这个名字不够大。
The name of Wesley is not great enough.
只有主的名字是最大的。
Only the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们虽然有历史的背景，但是我们不能分开。
Though we come from different backgrounds, but we can't be separated.
我可以得着马丁路德的帮助，你可以得着威斯利约翰的帮助。
I can receive help from Luther, you can receive help from Wesley.
这些历史的背景不能分开我们。
And none of that should separate us.
因为我们都是弟兄，我们都是神所生的。
Because we are birthed by God, we are brothers and sisters.
所以当他们读圣经的时候。
And hence, when they read the scripture,
他们觉得我们应该要回到圣经里面去。
They felt that we need to return to what's in the scripture.
那么当初圣经是怎么说的呢？
What did the Bible say?
所以很清楚，有一节圣经他们看得很清楚的。
And one verse,
那就是《使徒行传》第二章。
Took a hold of their attention, that was in Acts chapter 2.
第四十二节。
Verse 42.
那一天门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
当教会刚诞生的时候
when the church was first born,
你看这些基督徒他们怎么在一起聚会的
How did those Christians gather?
他们做四件事情
The four things.
第一他们遵守使徒的教训
Number one, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
使徒的教训就是圣经的教训
The apostles' teaching was scripture.
所以你看，当他们聚在一起的时候
，and as they gathered,
乃是让神的话充满在他们中间。
They allow God's word to fill them.
然后彼此交接，乃是指的交通来说的。
And they have fellowship.
然后擘饼，还有祈祷。
Breaking of bread and prayer.
所以你看见，当他们来到主面前的时候。
Hence, we see as they come before the Lord together,
他们觉得我们要回到圣经里面去。
They felt that they need to return to what's described in the scripture.
当我们聚在一起，我们只做四件事情。
When we gather, we only do four things.
第一，让我们一同来读主的话。
Number one, let us study God's word together.
第二，让我们彼此交通。
Number two, let us have fellowship.
这里是彼此交通的。
They have fellowship one to another.
你看见从前不是从前，你看当罗马教的时候，你在那儿望弥撒的。
Before, in the Roman church, you could only attend mass.
这里没有彼此的事情。
There's no fellowship.
但是当初在五旬节的时候，你看门徒们是彼此的。
However, in the days of the Pentecost, they were doing things one to another.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见很清楚，然后下面是擘饼，然后祈祷。
And then,We have breaking of bread and prayer.
所以基督徒们在一起聚会就是只有这四件事情。
Christians gather, that's the things that they ought to do.
那么在罗马教的时候最大的特点就是望弥撒。
The greatest characteristic of the Roman church was mass.
到礼拜天你望完弥撒你的事情就完了。
On Sunday, you go to mass, you're done for the day.
可以说整个望弥撒就变成罗马教最大的特点。
That become the signature, the characteristic of the Roman church.
其实望弥撒就是擘饼聚会。
Actually, mass is really breaking of bread.
结果擘饼聚会，你看见主说，你们主就把饼和杯传递给门徒们。
Now the Lord said, pass this cup along.
所以你看，这个饼和杯是在门徒们中间传递的。
The bread and the cup was passed around the table.
并不是变成一个典礼，然后有人来喂你一口，喂你这个，然后再喂你另外一个饼，不是这样子的。
It was not a ceremony where someone would administer to you.
那么到了马丁路德起来以后
，When Martin Luther rose up,
现在你看见教会不再主要不再望弥撒了，现在你看神的话是非常重要的。
Now there's no longer mass.But they have a return to God's word.
所以礼拜天来聚会的时候没有弥撒了，但是现在你就要听神所说的话。
There's no mass. You only come here to listen to God's word.
所以你可以说从16世纪到18世纪
，from 16th to 18th century，
你到礼拜堂去，到教会去做什么呢？到教会就是去听道去的。
What do you do when you go to church? You go to hear sermons.
所以不管你是望弥撒用眼睛就可以。
When you go to mass, you use your eyes.
然后望这个听到用耳朵就可以。
When you go hear sermons, you use your ears.
你只有是叫基督身体，就几个身体在那动，其他不需要动的。
The body of Christ comprises only of a few members that were doing things.
但是根据这一段圣经给我们看见，神当初所做的，你看一面不错，有擘饼没有错。
It is true when we look at what God did, there was breaking of bread.
而且有主的话没有错。
There was God's word.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？如果要回到当初去的话
，and if they were to return to what happened in the beginning,
你看见不只有神的话语
，not only had they the God's word,
也有擘饼
，they also have breaking of bread,
也有交通
，they also have fellowship,
也有祈祷
，also prayer.
所以很明显，你看神当初在五旬节的时候所做的工作就是这样的工作。
That was the kind of work that God did in Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见当这一班弟兄他们在一起聚集的时候
，and when they gathered together，
你看见说他们不是等着别人来讲道
，they were not waiting for someone to preach to them，
也不是等着别人来圣餐分给大家的
，they were not waiting for someone to administer mass to them。
每一个人都是基督身体上的一个肢体
，everyone was a member of Christ's body。
没有一个人是被动的。
No one was passive.
你记得主说，你们不要称，你们不要接受，你们不要接受人拉比的称呼。
You remember the Lord said, "Don't be called rabbi."
而且你们不要像世界一样有君王有城宅掌管他们。
Don't be like the world where you have kings and rulers.
你知道我们的主知道将来教会要走样子的。
Because the Lord knew what would happen in the future.
他知道有一天教会要像犹太教一样。
The Lord knew that one day the church would be like Judaism.
主说不可以这样。
The Lord said, "No, don't do this."
主知道有一天教会有君王有承载的。
The Lord knew that one day there would be kings and lords in the church.
主知道今有一天有教皇有同一主教，主知道的很清楚的。
The Lord knew that one day there's going to be pope and bishops.
主说你们中间不可这样。
But the Lord said, "You should not be like that."
主这么说。
What did the Lord say?
你们都是弟兄。
The Lord said, "You are all brothers."
弟兄姊妹。现在你明白吗
Now we understand,
当你们都是弟兄的时候
When we all are brothers,
你们一同在主的桌子面前的时候
And as we gather around the table of the Lord
弟兄们不是一个不是你等着有人对你说话
You don't have to wait for someone to speak to you
不是有一个等着把圣餐分给你
You don't have to wait for someone to hand you the wafer
弟兄姊妹我们是彼此交通的
We have fellowship one to another.
你看见我们在一起擘饼纪念主。
You see, as we break bread to remember the Lord.
在一起祷告。
As we pray together.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是神给他们的给他们看见的。
That was what God showed them.
对我们今天来讲，这个一点都不稀奇的。
For us today, that's not something new.
但是想想看。
But can you imagine?
几百年来，每个礼拜天都是望弥撒。
For hundreds of years, all they had was mass.
你看见有人好像做祭司一样。
You find people were like priests.
所以你今天不可能直接来到神面，你总要等着祭司来做一些事情才可
能。No one could come to God directly. You have to go through them.
但是主说你们都是弟兄。
But the Lord said you are all brothers.
弟兄姊妹不错，现在马丁路德起来以后不再望弥撒了。
It is true. There was no longer mass after the Reformation.
但是我们还是等着别人来供应我们，来分粮给我们。
But we're still waiting for someone to preach us the word.
到了十九世纪的时候。
When we come to 19th century,
你看见圣灵要把他的教会要完完全全带回到第一个世纪。
You see the Holy Spirit wanting to bring His church back to what happened
in the first century. 因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹必须整个身体，整每一个肢体在动的时候，这个身体才是运动的。
Only when every member is active, that body is alive.
你知道为什么一个人中风了呢
？Why would someone have a stroke?
他有一半的肢体是不动的。
Because half of the body would become handicapped.
你看见虽然教会是基督的身体
，Even though the church is the body of Christ,
但是多少年来他是个中风的身体。
However, for many years, it went through a stroke.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在主要借着这一班弟兄们
，Today, God through these brothers,
要恢复一个非常荣耀的真理。
Want desire to recover a precious truth.
给他们看见，若有两三个人奉主的名聚集，主就在他们中间。
The truth that when two or three gather in His name, the Lord will be in their midst.
你不需要等那个礼拜堂盖起来了。
You don't have to wait for the great cathedral to be completed.
你不需要要等一个牧师，然后我们才能在一起聚会。
You don't have to have a pastor before you can gather.
因为你知道，许多人观念里面，教会是要一个礼拜堂，有一个牧师，然后有会众，那么这个就是礼拜堂。
In the mind of many people, you have to have a big, nice church building and people in there.
这个就是教会了。
Then you will have the church.
弟兄姊妹，一直从马丁路德起来，一直到了威斯里约翰，你看见大家的观念还是那样的观念的。
Unfortunately, that was the concept held from Luther all the way till Wesley.
所以现在你看见这班弟兄们，他们眼睛被开启了。
Now there were a group of brothers; their eyes were open.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
所以我们奉主的名聚在一起的时候
For this reason, as we gather in the name of the Lord,
你看主就在我们中间
The Lord is right here.
你不一定要等到献堂以后主才在我们中间
You don't have to wait until the temple is dedicated.
两三个人可以在墓地里面聚会，可以在任何地方里面聚会
Two or three can gather anywhere.
你看主就应许他的同在在我们中间
The Lord's promise was to be in their midst.
那么如果主有话的话
And if the Lord should have any word,
如果主赐给我们中有为主说话的人的话
If he should give any gift of prophecy to anyone,
你看他很自然的就在那里喂羊，在那里供应我们。
Naturally, he will proclaim God's word.
你不需要等到一个人被安立了，才可以起来为主说话。
You don't have to wait for someone to be ordinated before he could.
你知道，这就是他们当初从主面前所领受的。
That was what they received.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚的。
So we see clearly,
一个第一，奉主的名聚集。
Number one, gathering in the name of the Lord.
主的同在就在他们中间。
The presence of the Lord is there.
如果主愿意的话，你看见他们有人可以起来为主说话。
The Lord willing, some of them can stand up and speak for the Lord.
或有诗歌，或有这个话语，或有启示，你看神就借着他们来供应神的儿女。
Whether the psalm,Whether a word, whether a revelation.
然后你看见从前，你看见虽然马丁路德他们起来改革以后，仍旧有领圣餐这件事情。
Now the Lord's table was still there after the Reformation.
但是你看见无论如何讲道的聚会，好像比圣餐还要重要一样。
But you discover the preaching was more important than the Lord's table.
听到的人总是最多最多的。
There's always a greater number coming to the sermon.
到了薄饼聚会的，你看见人就不多了。
And then at the Lord's table, there were only a few.
因为改革以后的特点就是听道，人就养成了听道的习惯。
Because the characteristic of Reformation is the preaching of the word.
慢慢好像那个薄饼这件事完全被忘记了。
And to a point where the remembering of the Lord became a second thought.
不错，忘弥撒这件事是和祭司连在一起的。
True, mass and priest were connected.
所以我们知道说这是犹太教的东西。
We know that that's from Judaism.
但这并不表示告诉我们，这并不告诉我们说我们就不需要薄饼纪念主了。
But that doesn't mean that we don't need to remember the Lord any longer.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。你看见神就兴起了这班弟兄们。
We thank the Lord that He raised up another group of brothers.
他们要为主做见证。
They want to bear testimony of the Lord.
所以弟兄的运动严格说来是合一的运动。
Strictly speaking, the brethren movement is a movement of oneness.
那今天神的儿女在一起不能够分开。
Today, God's children should never be separated.
别人可以分，但是我们不能分。
Other people, they can separate all they want.
神必须从我们的心中除去所有分门别类的灵。
God has to remove that spirit of separation from us.
我们个人犯罪是罪。
Individual sin is sin.
但是有一个团体的罪就是分裂身体的罪。
There's also a corporate sin that is to divide the body.
弟兄姊妹，当你不能和神的儿女们一同聚在一起的时候，
If we are unable to gather with other of God's children,
这里有一个神的儿女是神接纳了，你不能够接纳。
If there's a child of God, you have to receive him.
你看见我们就分裂了神的儿女。
If we don't, we are separating God's people.
分裂神儿女的罪就是分裂身体的罪。
The sin of separation is that of dividing the body.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一班弟兄姊妹，他们怕得罪神。
This group of brothers, they feared offending the Lord.
所以他们愿意很简单的在一起，一同很简单在主面前，很简单的聚一同聚在一起。
Hence, they desire to meet together in the Lord in simplicity.
结果你看见神的同在果然在他们中间。
As a result, God was present with them.
没有多久以后，你看见不光在英国，在德国，甚至在纽西兰各地，你看见。这样的聚会就被主兴起来了。
And shortly afterwards, you find gatherings springing up in England, Germany, and New Zealand.
当他们被主兴起来，他们还不知道对方，根本还不认识对方。
When they were raised up by the Lord, many times they didn't even know the other.
后来他们彼此交通以后，他们才发现说，那不光主在他们身上这样做，主在别人的身上也是这么做的。
It was only after having fellowship they discovered what God was doing individually in their lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？在这里的的确确借着这一班弟兄们，那个教会是基督的身体，那个实际终于显在世人的中间。
You find that the reality of Christ's body was manifested through this group.
那为什么这样做？
Why did that happen?
他要让全世界人看见。
Because the world needs to see.
这一班弟兄们，他们都是弟兄。
That they are all brothers.
他们乃是弟兄，彼此相爱的一班的人。
They are brothers loving one another.
所以他们就照我们的主耶稣在约翰福音所说的，主他们不光在主的脚前，他们也在弟兄的脚前为他们洗脚。
Therefore, not only, they were before the Lord, but they also wash one another's feet.
他们不光在主的脚前。At the feet of the Lord.
They were not only at the feet of the Lord.
他们也在弟兄们的脚前。
They were also at the feet of one another.
只有当你在主脚前，你才能在弟兄脚前。
Only if you have come to the feet of Jesus, can you come to the feet of another brother.
然后你才能为他们洗脚。
Then you can wash one another's feet.
这个叫做弟兄相爱。
That is loving one another.
当你为他洗脚，你当然看见他身上的污秽。
When you wash another person's feet, you will see the defilement.
你看见他的软弱。
You will see his weaknesses.
你看见他的失败。
You will see his failure.
但是你能爱他。
Yet you still love him.
你能供应他。
You can still edify him. You can serve him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做弟兄彼此相爱。
That's what it means by brotherly love.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Hence we thank the Lord.
你看见无论在英国在世界各地，你看见的的确确，你看这班弟兄们被主兴起来。
In various places around the world, God raised these people.
16, 17, 18, 我们看见有教会，毫无疑问的。
We clearly see the church in the 16th to 18th century.
我们看见神的殿是恢复了。
We clearly see the temple of God rebuilt.
但是乃是在弟兄的这一班弟兄们身上，你看见圣殿被美化了。换句话说，用新约的话来说，你看见教会慢慢的成熟了。
It was only among these brothers you see the temple beautified. In New Testament nomenclature,
分裂是幼稚的记号，合一乃是成熟的记号。
The body of Christ matures. Division is a sign of immaturity.
教会充满分门别类，我们通通是得救的人，没有错。
Even though we're all saved, but if there should be division,
分门别类，教会还是教会。
Church is the church even after division.
但是不要忘记，教会如果一直在分裂的情况底下，它是在幼稚的情况底下。
However, if the church should remain in that condition, it never matures.
我们的主怎么能回来呢？
How would the Lord return in that way?
新妇必须装饰整齐才可以。
Because the bride has to prepare herself.
你看教会必须成熟才可以。
You see, the church needs to mature.
只有成熟的教会才能迎接主的回来。
Only a mature church can receive the Lord.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
Hence, let me repeat.
你看见这不是说那些分门别类的就不是了。
Doesn't mean that those who divided were not the church.
好像别人是公会，我们才是教会。不。
It's as if they were not the church, we are the church.
你看只要奉主的名两三三个人主就在他们中间。
Whoever gathers in His name, even two or three, the Lord will be in the midst.
当然，分门别类是个悲剧。
Now division is a tragedy.
但是不要忘记。
However,
你怎么知道生命成熟了呢
？How would you know that there is?
你看见十字架是对付我们肉体。
There is growth. You see, the cross deals with the flesh.
十字架解决我们个人的罪。
The cross deals with personal sin.
十字架也解决团体的罪。
But the cross also deals with corporate sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个接受十字架工作的人，
the one who received the work of the cross,
他不能容忍个人的罪，他也不能容忍团体的罪。
He cannot tolerate personal nor corporate sin.
他必须爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
He must love all brothers and sisters.
他不可爱你，非爱他不可。他不可爱你，爱他。Not lovely.
Even though he's not lovely, you still love him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？千错万错，我的父亲生了他。
No matter how wrong he is from the same father.
他今天坐在马路上做乞丐是我的弟兄，坐在旁边也是我的弟兄。
He can be a beggar on the street, but sitting next to me, he's my brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见神对于教会的要求，不光是生下来的，而且还必须成熟的教会才可以。
You see, God's demand of the church is not only to be birthed, but also to mature, to grow.
所以不要说教会的次序对了就可以。
So don't say that having the order, the divine order in the church is good enough.
一切照着圣经的教训就好了。
Having biblical teaching is good enough.
但是问题是这个教会是不是成熟的教会？
The question is this church grown up?
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里有一班弟兄姊妹，他们愿意花上任何的代价，要保持，要保守圣灵已经有的合一。
Here we find a group of brothers and sisters who desire to maintain the unity in the spirit at all costs.
他们现在已经有了合一，他们可能失去那个合一。
They already have the unity, but they fear losing it.
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主。
Hence we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个就是主在这一班弟兄们身上所做的。
That's what the Lord did in the life of these brothers.
他们这样一切都是为着神的荣耀。
They did it all for the glory of God.
当然他们受了许多的误会。
Of course they were misunderstood.
你们虽然没有宗派，但是你们是没有宗派的宗派。
Though they were not of denomination, but they became a denomination
of their own. 你们说别人宗派，但是你们是无宗派的宗派。
And they did not have denomination, but they were non-denominational.
弟兄姊妹，是不是宗派？不是有没有一块一块牌子就表示是还是不是？
And you don't have to have a name, a sign on the front door to show that you are denomination.
是不是宗派？你有没有宗派的灵？
The question is if you have the spirit of denominationalism.
你可以门牌上面什么都没有，但是你有没有宗派的灵？
On the front door, you can disclaim any association, but you may have that spirit of denomination.
后来英国的弟兄们他们失败以后，
and when the English brothers failed,
他们觉得别人都不是，只有我们是教会。
Because they felt that.They were the only church.
那么他们从来不挂个牌子说什么什么教会，没有的。
Even though they don't hang a sign that says so such and such church.
他们觉得你一挂牌子就很明显是一个分门别类的东西。
They felt that that sign is a means of division.
所以他们说你看这个是宗派，那个宗派，因为这个有名字，那个有名字。
They can point out the denominations to you.
他们说我们没有名字。
And they can tell you, we don't have any sign.
你问他们，那你们到底什么聚会呢？
You ask them what kind of meeting you have.
他们说我们是奉主的名聚会。
They said, well, we only gather in the name of the Lord.
有的地方你很难找到他们呢。
Sometimes they are hard to find.
那么有的时候你也不知道他们什么时候聚会，你也不大知道。
And sometimes you don't even know what time they meet.
那所有的礼拜堂前面都告诉你礼拜几，礼拜几有什么聚会，欢迎大家来的。
Because the other church buildings tells you what time they would meet.
但是他们这些都没有的。
But they didn't have those.
那么但是呢，多多少少你也知道它是个聚会的地方。
However, you could recognize that this is a place.Of Christian meeting.
所以有的时候他们没有讲他们是什么什么人，但不过他放几句话在上面。
So they don't have a sign that tells people who they are, but they have a word.
他们做了一个牌子，上面写 Jesus only.
And they would have this sign on the front door saying Jesus only.
你看这句话很属灵，对不对？
Isn't that spiritual?
在我们身上只有主耶稣，你看他们别人还有很多东西。
Other people have other stuff. We only have Jesus.
所以他是没有牌子，你看挂牌子根本没有挂什么牌，什么牌子也没有挂。
And they didn't hang any sign.
所以呢，他们说 Jesus only. 你看见，你看他们多么属灵，他们只有他们才是教会的。
And they had Jesus only. They are the only true church.
结果我们的神是幽默的神，要教导他们一下。
And our Lord is very humorous.
所以有一次来了一阵台风啊。
And one time, a typhoon or a storm came.
就把 Jesus 里面几个字母把它吹掉了。
And a number of alphabets were blown off.
只剩下 US, us only.
And the only letters left were US, us only.
你们心中不是说只有我们吗？
Because you felt exactly that way.
你们觉得我们鬼没有挂牌子？
Even though you don't have any title or sign.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Can we understand now?
这里给我们看见什么人有宗派的灵。
Whenever there's a spirit of denomination,
如果十字架没有对付那个灵，
and if the cross has not dealt with that,
那一点都不错。
Then
这里有一个宗派是没有宗派的宗派。
There is a meeting that is non-denominational.
你觉得宗派是不应该有的，是不是？
You feel that denominations are not right.
我们好不好站在神的那边，让十字架把它隔去呢？
Are we willing to allow the cross to remove that spirit of division?
所以弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
每一个人都接受十字架的工作。
Everyone receiving the work of the
cross. 每个人都站在神的这一边。
Everyone standing on God's side.
你从心里恨恶分门别类这件事。
From your heart, you hate.Division.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，你就能爱所有那些不可爱或者反对你的弟兄。
Only in this way we can love one another.
所以到了你的灵完全正确、完全对的时候
，And when our spirit is right,
那弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵说这是他自己的见证。
You find that the Holy Spirit finding.His own testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以说在19世纪的在英国，特别在英国这个地方，你看见神就借着这一班弟兄们做了奇妙非常非常大的工作。
And you see the great work that the Holy Spirit had done in their lives in the 19th century.
他们中间出了三个很有名的人。
Now three very prominent individuals came
to them. 一个最会读圣经的就是 Darby.
And one very good at the BibleDarby,
一个就最会祷告的就是 Muller, George Muller.
One really knew how to pray, George Muller.
还有一个是道道地地的弟兄。
And one who was a true brethren.
Brother indeed. 那这个弟兄，这个弟兄的名字叫做 Wilbur Chapman.
And his name
Robert,
is
Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman.
这个七伯门弟兄，他的特点，他的爱非常大。
And his characteristic is love.
那么有人要写封信给他。
Someone wrote a letter to him.
不知道他的地址。
Not knowing his address.
他们从澳洲写信到英国去要给七伯门弟兄，但是没有他的地址。
They wanted to write to Brother Chapman from Australia.
结果信封上怎么写呢？
And you know what they wrote on the envelope?
英国爱的大学，七伯门先生。
They said, England, College of Love,
University of Love,
University of Love, Mr. Chapman.
那你想这样的信你投在信箱里面，你想这会送到戚伯门家里吗？
Can you imagine this letter getting delivered?
很稀奇，这封信果然送到戚伯门的家里。
Amazingly, it was.
可见戚伯门给人的感觉，他实实在在是充满爱的弟兄。
Indeed, Brother Chapman was a brother of love.
你看见有一次，当 Darby 做错了以后，做错一件事以后
，At one point in time when Darby did something wrong,
只有戚伯门能够责备他。
Only Brother Chapman was there to rebuke him.
你知道 Darby 说我已经等了七年。他不不 ，Darby 说 Darby 说 Darby 说什么呢 ？Darby 说我已经等了六个月了，等了七个月了。他说
，You know, Brother John Darby said, "I've waited for 6-7 months."
结果戚伯门说，你就是等七年，你还是要等下去。
Brother Chapman told him that.If you were to wait for 7 years, you still need to wait.
所以后来，当达比跟戚伯门在真理上看法不一样的时候
，and when there were differences in point of view concerning truth between Darby and Chapman,
你就跟随达比的人就讲了一些这个戚伯门的坏话。
Those who followed Darby criticized Chapman.
结果达比跳起来了，他很不满意。
Darby jumped up. He was.
他说：“你们不要这样说我的弟兄。”
He said, "You shouldn't say this about my brother."
他说我们常常说我们与基督一同坐在天上。
We often say, "Seated with Christ together in
heaven." 我们不过说与基督一同坐在天上。
We only say that.
他说我们的弟兄就在那里。
He said, "Our brother is already there."
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里有一个属灵的弟兄。
Here we have a very spiritual brother.
当他死的时候，有几千人送葬的。
At his funeral, thousands came.
有浸信会的人，有长老会的，有公理中各种不同背景的人。
People from all different backgrounds and denominations.
在他的坟墓墓碑上面只有三个字 ,God is love.
On his, tombstone, 3 words, God is love.
弟兄姊妹，这三位弟兄给教会带来不知道多少的祝福。
How much blessing was brought in by these three brothers?
那这个就是典型的弟兄们。
And they were the typical brethren.
所以你看见神借着他们
，so through them,
的的确确能够唤醒许多神的儿女们。
God woke up many of His people.
给我们看见说，我们应当回到当初去。
We are shown that we ought to return to the beginning.
我们应该很简单的，我们彼此就是弟兄。
In simplicity, we hold to one another as brothers.
你们中间不可以有人接受拉比的称呼。
You, none of you should be called rabbi.
你们中间不应该有像这个有大臣、有君臣管辖你们。
You should not have lords and rulers.
就说你们都是弟兄。
Lord said, "You are all brothers."
弟兄姊妹，这句话就在这一班弟兄身上，好像是完全的应验。
These words were fulfilled among these brothers.
如果我们知道一点他们弟兄彼此相爱的故事
，If we learn of their stories,
你会觉得主在他们上做的工作实在是太大了。
You would feel that what God did is truly
great. 有一个弟兄叫潘汤弟兄。
Now there was a brother called Pantang.
他说弟兄运动比改教的运动还要大。
He felt that the brethren movement was greater than the Reformation.
那改教的运动是枪和炮帮忙。最后完成的。
Because Reformation had the assistance of cannons and
guns. 弟兄运动乃是用口传出来的。
But the Brethren movement came by word of mouth.
结果圣灵在各地做了非常奇妙的工作。
And the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work.
他们的见证当然被人误会，当然被人误会。
But of course they were misunderstood.
因为在他们中间没有牧师的。
Because there were no pastors among them.
好像你今天也不需要去读神学院。
As if you don't have to attend any theological seminary.
你只要神用你，你就可以起来为主说话。
If God uses you, you can speak for Him.
现在你不要有人等人来，等人来分圣领圣分圣餐，也不要等人来说话。
You don't have to wait for someone to minister the Lord's table or to preach.
每一个人都可以起来读主的话。
Everyone can be a student of the Bible.
你不一定等到了神学你才读圣经。
You don't have to wait until seminary before you study the scripture.
你还没有到那里，你是个读圣经的人。
You ought to be a student of the Bible before you go there.
你看见有的人神引导他们到一个到神学去读圣经。
Some were led to go to seminary to study.
但是有的人只有到了神学才读圣经的。
But some only study when they get there.
一个真正读圣经的人。
A true student of the word.
他已经读了许多的圣经，他觉得不够，然后他才到另外一个环境里面去希望能读得更多一点。
He already studied the word and he wants to further his study before he goes.
你看这些弟兄姊妹。
You see, these brothers and sisters.
他们等着圣灵来供应他们。
They are waiting upon the Holy Spirit.
所以他们必须要起来做饭，必须要去母亲必须要起来吃东西，然后孩子才有奶才有奶的。
And as mothers, they will cook, they will care for the family.
他们读圣经不是为着学分的。
Now they did not study the scripture for grades.
他们读学分不是希望有一天有人安立他做牧师，不是。
They did not study in order to be ordained.
他们觉得现在需要喂养神的儿女。
They study in order to feed God's people.
虽然没有人给他学分，虽然没有给他文凭。
And even though they were not ordained, they did not receive any degree.
但没有一个压力，但他觉得圣灵在他给一个压力，叫他必须要来到主面，好好读主的话才可以。
But there was the compelling of the Holy Spirit to come to the Word.
结果你看见教会里面，如果你看见许多弟兄姊妹。
And you discover many brothers and sisters.
不管弟兄也好，不管姊妹也好。
Whether they were brothers or sisters.
在他们身上有一个特点。
They have this characteristic.
个个都是读圣经的人。
Everyone is a student of the word.
他们读圣经所花的功夫不一定比在神学花的功夫更多，更少的。
And their effort in the word is no less than those in the seminary.
这是非常稀奇的事。
This is a marvelous thing.
你看，连他们的厨子都能做别人的老师的。
Even some of the cooks among them can be a teacher.
你要看见说神的话在他们身上是非常非常丰富的。
You discover that God's word is truly in abundance.
你看以斯拉回来的他的特点什么？就是神的话非常非常的丰富的。
What is the characteristic of Ezra? That is the recovery of God's word in fullness.
他们不是要等着人给他文凭，不是等着给他学分，他才读主的话的。
They were not waiting for degrees. They were not waiting to be ordained.
你看这教教会已经很稀奇的发生。
You see something marvelous was happening.
你知道后来在中国有类似的事情发生。
You know something similar happened later in China.
你知道有一些外国的传教士怎么批评这帮弟兄吗
？You know how foreign missionary criticized these brothers?
不是 criticize, comment, comment,
a comment.
你知道为他们怎么批评他，怎么给他们评语吗
？How they comment them?
他们觉得我们从来没有看见过这样的事。
They said that we've never seen anything like this.
他们这一班的弟兄们
，They said that this group of brothers.
他们把教会变成神学院。
They made the church into a seminary.
每一个人都是神学生。
Every member in the church is.
每一个人对圣经的真理都是非常清楚的。
It's a seminary student. Everyone is clear on biblical truth.
他们没有学位，他们没有学分。
Though they have no degrees.
个个明白真理的。
Though they have no credits, but each one understands.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情不是从中国开始的。
Brothers and sisters, that didn't begin in China.
这件事情根本就从美国，就从英国开始的。
This really began in England.
为什么
？Why？
你看见圣灵在他们的工作，不光是美化，不光叫教会成熟。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is not only to beautify the temple.
更重要的弟兄姊妹，你看神的话是那么丰富，那么丰富在他们的中间。
To mature the church, but God's word is recovered in fullness.
有一个圣经学者叫做 Griffith Thomas。
There is a theologian called Thomas.
No, 圣经学者 Bible scholar.
Bible scholar.
他叫做 Griffith Thomas.
Griffin Thomas.
那格里菲多马斯不要忘记，他是神所使用的人。
Now, Brother Thomas was truly used by the Lord.
后来也是开西聚会的讲员。
He was also speaker at Keswick.
他不光圣经学者，而且他非常敬畏神。
He was not only a scholar, he was a God-fearing
man. 在英国有两个伟大的学者。
There were two great scholars in England.
一个是牛津人，一个是剑桥人。
One was from Oxford, the other from Cambridge.
这两个给教会带来很大的帮助。
They brought much blessing to the church.
一个叫做 Bishop Moore, 一个就是 Griffith Thomas.
One is Bishop Moore, the other W.H.G. Thomas.
Bishop Moore 是剑桥人，我们在刚才说的 Griffith Thomas 是牛津人。
Bishop Moore was from Cambridge, Thomas from Oxford.
你知道他怎么说到这一班的弟兄们？
You know how he described these brethren?
不要忘记他是圣经学者。
Don't forget he was a great Bible scholar.
你知道教会历史里面有很多的运动。
you know, there were many movements in the church history.
比方说 Anabaptist.
For example, the Anabaptist.
或者 Waldenses.
Or the Waldenses.
那些人是很简单的人。
Very simple people.
你看见那些人圣经也很熟。
Though they knew the scripture.
但是他们不是花很多功夫去研究圣经，不是的。
But they didn't spend much effort studying the word.
所以像 George Fox也是这样。
And that was the same with George Fox.
你知道你讲的跟随 George Fox的人,
those who follow George Fox,
他们非常爱主，不错。
They love the Lord indeed.
但是他们对圣经的深度是有限的。
But their understanding of God's word was limited.
那现在我们让一个专家来告诉我们。
Now, a true Bible scholar tell us,
那这里有一个人明白圣经的。
Here, there's someone who understood the scripture.
你知道他怎么论到这个运动里面的弟兄姊妹?
You know how, what was his comment about these brethren?
他说从来没有一般人像他们一样能按着正道分解圣经。
They said, no people can divide the truth like they do.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个圣经学者所说的话。
This was a comment from a true scholar.
非常非常稀奇。
Amazing.
这个斯布珍非常不喜欢他们。
Brother Spurgeon didn't like them.
斯布珍不喜欢他们有道理的。
Now he had some reasons.
那如果有机会，你们就会明白。
And Lord willing, you will understand.
斯布珍不喜欢他们，尤其不喜欢Darby。
And he particularly disliked Darby.
可是他非常佩服里面的一个弟兄，叫做 William Kelly.
Now, but he admired another brother, William Kelly.
你知道 William Kelly 是另外一个圣经学者。
Kelly is another Bible scholar.
虽然Spurgeon不喜欢整个的运动,
even though Spurgeon disliked the entire movement,
但是他怎么说呢?
But what did he say?
他说 William Kelly的那个头脑像宇宙那么大。
He said the brain of Kelly is like the universe.
那这句话实在是好话，对不对？
You know, that was a compliment.
下面这句话你听不下去了。
But then what about the next sentence?
他说很可惜被Darby弄小了。
Unfortunately, he was subdued by Darby, eclipsed by Darby.
所以在这里你就看见说，在弟兴们中间，不知道你看见兴起了多少会读圣经的人。You
see, among the brethren, many scholars in the word were raised up.
你知道穆勒弟兄、穆迪弟兄有一段。 特别到伦敦从他们那里去学习的。There
was a point in time where D.L. Moody especially went to them to get help.
他告诉我们说,
Now he said,
如果有一天全世界都烧掉的话,
He said, if one day the whole world was burned,
我只要一本圣经,
I only want one Bible,
还有加上一本马金多的五经略解,
and the Pentateuch by McIntosh.
我们知道马金多也是弟兄们里面的一个弟兄。
We know McIntosh were also among the brethren.
弟兄姊妹，这些人，他们主给他们话，他们真的花了好多时间在主的话语上。
You find that these people, they truly spend effort on the word.
那么尼弟兄认为，20世纪最会读圣经的是G.W. Grant。 F.W. Grant.
And Brother Nee felt that the one who really know the Bible in the 20th century is F.W. Grant.
他写了一套叫 Numerical Bibles.
He wrote a set of commentary called the Numerical Bible.
你看见这个也是他们中间的弟兄们。
He was also one of their members.
那么大家都知道现在你要读词，比方说宝学爱到底什么意思，有一个本 字典叫 Vine Dictionary.
Now, if you want to study, to do word study, there is a Vine's Expository Dictionary.
你看，Vine也是弟兄们里面。
You find that Brother Vine is also one of the brethren.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这一班弟兄们。
You discover among these brethren.
是全教会的人，不光在一起交通。
Not only they were together in fellowship.
每一个都是读圣经的人。
Everyone is a student of the word.
每一个都是拼命殷勤读圣经的人。
Everyone studied the word diligently.
他们从来不等到有一天去到了神学院才读圣经，没有，在那个以前他们就读圣经。
They never wait until going to seminary before they study.
所以我在台湾的时候，有人问我，他说，我们到底要不要到圣经学院去读圣经呢？
Now when I was in Taiwan, someone asked me if whether he should go to a seminary to study.
那我常常劝他，我说你去读的目的是什么？
I asked him, well, what is your purpose?
他说我要读圣经。
He said, I want to study the word.
那我说我的建议是这样。
Now, this is my personal opinion.
你如果真的要到神学院去读圣经的话,
if you really want to study in the seminary,
你今天就应该是个读圣经的人。
You ought to be a student today.
你今天不是个读圣经的人, 你到神学院读圣经, 你圣经读不好的。
If you are not student today, you will not do well in the seminary.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是不是一个准备好读圣经的人呢？
Are we prepared? Are we a student of the word?
你读圣经需要用学分，需要用外面的压力把你压到那个地步，还是今天你没有压力，在主面前你愿意做一个、像文像那个、像这个以斯拉一样，真是能够做读主话语的人？
Do you have to be motivated when you are taking credits or receiving a degree before you study?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚，很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, we see clearly.
你看见神在弟兄们身上的工作是这样的工作。
You see what kind of work that God was doing among the brethren.
你看，因着这个缘故，你看神的话语非常非常的丰富。
And because of this, God's word was in fullness among the brethren.
如果你到都柏林去的话
，If you go to Dublin,
那你不要忘记，都柏林附近不远的地方有一个很有名的花园，现在是欧洲最有名的花园里面的一个。
Now there is a famous garden not far away.
那个花最大的花园，欧洲最大的花园之一。
It's one of the greatest gardens，
非常非常有名的
，very famous。
而那个 garden 叫做 Power Court Garden，
and that garden is called Power Court Garden。
那 Power Court 是谁呢
？Now who is Power
Court？Power Court 原来是那个花园的主人。
He was the owner of that garden。
他住在古堡里面
，and he lived in a castle。
他23岁就守寡了。
And at 23, he was widowed.
那么结果我们知道他就认识了一般的弟兄们。
And he came into contact with a group of brothers.
所以那个时候他认识了在都柏林的一般弟兄们，其中包括伯勒弟兄，包括达比弟兄。
He came into contact with the brothers in Dublin, including Darby and Bellet.
然后他就把他家打开。
And he opened up his home.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
就在那个时候。
At that time,
你看见他把家打开，让神的话能在那里供应出去。
And he opened up his home so that God's word can be proclaimed.
今天如果大家读启示录的话
，If we are to study the book of Revelation,
今天大家如果要读预言的话
，If we are to study prophecy,
你知道就在那个花园里面，神做了奇妙的故事。
God did something wonderful in that garden.
教会的眼睛完全被开启了。
The eyes of the church.Was open.
现在教会能明白从前所不明白的。
Now the church understand what they didn't before.
结果就在古堡里面。
It was in that castle.
达比弟兄 Kelly 还有其他的弟兄们。
Brother Darby, Kelly, and number of others.
你看那个时候神就把圣经预言的光给他们看见了。
At that time, God gave them light on prophecy.
多少年来读启示录。
Many years passed when they read the Revelation. 你看见在改
革中的弟兄们，他们认为说启示录的所有的话都已经应验了。
The reformers felt that all the words in Revelation were fulfilled already.
乃是这一班弟兄们起来告诉我们说，启示录多半都没有应验。
These brothers tell us that the word in Revelation has not yet been fulfilled.
本来所有神的儿女以为说，等到第一基督来了以后，然后主才回来的。
Many before felt that only the Christ would return after Antichrist comes.
那这一班弟兄们就问说。我们到底是等基督呢还是等候敌基督呢
Are we waiting for Christ or waiting for Antichrist?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹因着他们读圣经的缘故
And because they study the word
他们从在神学院里面也读圣经
And indeed they went to seminary and studied
你看他们所得着的神学乃是改革中的神学
And the stuff they learned were from the Reformed thoughts.
Reformed theology.
Reformed theology.
而 Reformed theology 不要忘记的的确确是根据圣经引来圣经 读出来的。
Now indeed, Reformed theology is from the scripture.
就着福音真理来讲很多都是对的。
According to evangelical truth, they are right.
但是弟兄姊妹
But,
现在这班弟兄他们也读圣经。
Here you have a group that study the word.
弟兄姊妹，你现在等到他们来到主面前的时候
，and as they come before the Lord,
是他们给我们看见。
They allow us to see.
我们不是等候敌基督，我们乃是等候基督。
We are not waiting for the Antichrist, but for Christ Himself.
在大灾难还没有来到的时候
，before the great tribulation,
随时我们的主都可以回来。
The Lord can appear at any moment.
从前觉得主回来的日子很久的。
Before they felt the Lord's coming is far from away.
现在他们说主很快就要回来。
But now the presence can be here anytime.
我们有没有准备好等候主回来
？And we need to be prepared for His coming. coming.
为什么圣殿要美化呢？
Why the temple need to be beautified?
因为这样主耶稣就可以忽然进入他的殿。
Because in this way the Lord can suddenly enter the temple.
为什么圣灵把这些话给这班弟兄们呢？
Why the Holy Spirit gave these words to them?
要唤醒整个的教会。
In order to wake up the whole church.
我们的主很快就要回来了。
The Lord is about to return.
你不需要等到圣殿盖起来，敌基督来了，主耶稣才来，这个是不错的。
You don't have to wait for the temple to rebuild and the Antichrist.
在他公开来以前，你看见他和秘密要回来的。
Though that will come, but there's another secret.
他不光他是暗中回来的。
But he is going to come in mystery.
那么他不错，到了橄榄山的时候，他要公开的回来。
It is true, when he lands on Mount of Olives, that would be very public.
他是公义的太阳。
He will be the righteous son.
但是对我们等候的来讲，乃是晨星。
But to those who wait upon him, he is the morning star.
太阳还没有升起来以前，那个最明亮的星。
He is that brightest star before the sun comes up.
他来要迎接我们。
He is here to welcome us.
他要擦干我们的眼泪。
He wants to wipe our tears.
那就是新郎与新妇相会的时候。
And that is the union of the bride and the bridegroom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们记得。
Let us remember.
就是这一班弟兄们。
It was through these brothers.
告诉我们说，我们的主很快就要回来了。
We learned that the Lord is about to return.
圣经里面很多预言就要应验了。
Many of God's prophecies will be fulfilled.
在这个以前，所有关于以色列的话，东东是变成教会的话。
Before their time, all the prophecies on the church were applied to Israel.
他们把所有关乎以色列的通通指着应验在教会身上。
I'm sorry, they took all the prophecy concerning Israel and applied them to the church.
乃是这一班弟兄给我们看见，以色列是以色列，教会是教会。
These brothers allow us to see what is for the Israelites, what is for the church.
现在我们证明这一班弟兄们是对的。
And today we know that they are right.
你看是这一班弟兄们告诉我们说以色列有一天要复国的。
They are the one that tell us one day Israel will be restored as a nation again.
以色列要回到他们的故乡，要回到他们的故乡。
They will return to the same land.
当他们说这个话的时候，以色列还没有复国。
You see, when they said these words, Israel was not restored yet.
但是1948年5月14号，以色列果然复国。
But on May 14, 1948,The nation of Israel was restored.
现在启示录里面许多的话果然应验了，圣经里面许多的话果然应验了。
And now much of Revelation is fulfilled.
所以等到以色列耶路撒冷回到以色列的怀抱的时候。
And when Jerusalem returned to the Israelites.
你知道史伯克林告诉 Les Lambert 弟兄说。
You know, when Brother Spark was talking to Brother Les Lambert,
如果这个预言应验的话,
he said, if this prophecy is to be fulfilled,
我们恐怕要修正我们的神学了。
We have to correct,
modify our,
we have to modify our theology.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗?
Hence we see,
在这里很清楚的,
we see clearly,
你看是他们让我们对于启示录才有真实的认识。
These brothers allow us to have a proper understanding of Revelation.
所以今天我们知道主很快就要回来了。
Today we know the Lord is about to return.
尤其这一次波斯湾战争以后。
Especially after the Persian Gulf War.
我们亲眼看见巴比伦的势力重新抬头了。
Because we see how Babylon will be restored one day.
你看见圣经里面的预言只剩下20个还没有应验。
There's only about 20 prophecy that has yet to be fulfilled.
尤其是9月11号以后，我们知道主回来日子更近的。
After 9/11, we know his return is truly imminent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这些话是谁给我们的？
Who help us to understand these words?
神借着谁来开我们眼睛？
Through whom will our eyes open?
弟兄姊妹，就是借着这一班弟兄们。
It was through these brothers.
就是在那个古堡里面。
In that old castle.
你看这些亮光就释放出来了。
Light was shown.
不装如此。你看见说后来在美国有一个reference Bible 叫做斯科夫参考圣经。
And later, there's a reference Bible called the Scofield Bible.
斯科夫根本是个改革中，根本是个公理中的人。
Now, Scofield was one of the reformers.
他们完全改革 reform
church.
Church.
Yeah.
那么他可以这个我们这个他但是结果他完全得到弟兄们的帮助。
Now, he received much help from the brethren.
所以当他写诗歌赋 Bible 圣经参考圣经的时候
Therefore, when he was putting notes together for the reference Bible,
你看里面所有的领会都是弟兄会的领会
You find that much of his understanding came from the brethren.
所以我们可以说有一度在美国这个主流的神学根本就是弟兄会的神学。
And at one point in time, the mainstream theological thought was from the brethren.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你看见说
，Now we discover，
你看见说，到了弟兄们被主兴起来以后
，That after the brothers were raised，
很明显的神话语的规模是越来越明亮了。
Clearly, God's word is clear.
现神话语的规模
the scope of God's word
the pattern of God's word
pattern of God's word
所以这是保罗说的话那个神话语的规模你看是非常非常的清楚
the pattern of God's word become clear
在弟兄们没有回来以前没有起来以前
before the time of the brethren
有一个主要的神学是改革中的神学
and the main theology was the reformed theology
那么等到弟兄们起来以后
After the brethren,
他们完全回到圣经
they returned completely to the scripture.
结果就看见许多改革中弟兄们所没有看见
They saw what the reformers did not see.
后来在美国得着这一班弟兄们帮助都是改革中的人
And those who received much help in America, they came from the reformed theology.
所以对改革中的人是一个很大的打击
And to them, it was a great shock.
他们一直觉得改革中的神学几乎等于圣经的。
Because they felt that the Reformed theology was as close to Scripture as possible.
有人现在呢，从圣经里看见我们所没有看见的。
Yet someone seen more than we did.
而且那些向来跟随加尔文的人，现在既然能够接受他们的帮助。
And now they're able to receive help not only from Calvin, but from brethren.
所以现在如果大家真的到真的你明白福音的真理的话
And if we understand evangelical truth,
一面你看见有所谓 reform theology.
On the one hand, there's a school of the reform theology.
就是 dispensational theology, 就是所谓失败派的时代派的神学
The other camp,is called the dispensationalist.
那所谓的 dispensational theology 事实上就是弟兄会的神学。
Dispensationalism is from the brethren.
那不要忘记这一班弟兄是全教会在那读圣经的。
Don't forget, the whole church was studying the word.
所以当19世纪无神论最猖狂的时候
And hence, when atheism was most widespread in 19th century.
他们为主完全刚强的站住。
They were able to stand firm for the Lord.
他们不需要证明圣经是神的话。
They didn't have to prove God's word.
因为他们自己又经历神的话。
Because they experienced God's word.
弟兄姊妹，因着他们这样经过了100多年的结果。
And for 100 years.
到了二十世纪第这个 first quarter 就到第一个世纪大概前25年的时候
And when we come to the first quarter of the 20th century
那个时候可以说新派的神学是最猖狂的时候
And we can say that liberalism is most widespread
结果你看见神使用了两班的弟兄们
You see God used two groups of people
一般乃是在 Princeton 神学里面那些学者们圣经学者们
One groupwere the scholars from Princeton University.
感谢主神借着他们
God used them.
能做忠勇的战士来对付那个新派的潮流
Became soldiers, faithful soldiers of Christ to fight against liberalism.
他们证明圣经是神的话
They proved that the Bible is God's word.
他们勇敢也能说出来主耶稣乃是童女玛利亚生的
They were courageous in proclaiming the virgin birth of Christ.
那因说他们为主征战的缘故
And becauseof being the soldiers of Christ.
你看你一直到今天你看见真理终于站住了。
You find that the truth was defended.
但是更重要的一件事。
Furthermore,
这些人是专家这些人是学者当然他们为主打美好的胜仗。
Even more important is that because they were scholars, surely they could fight the good fight.
但是那个时候不光他们在那打仗的。
But at that time, they were not the only ones.
最重要的就是弟兄会的这班弟兄们。
Even more important, there were a group among the brethren.
从他们的经验里面
from their own experience,
他们知道怎么样能指出他们的错误来。
They knew how to point out the errors.
新神学派的教授们还没有他们圣经熟的。
The liberal theologists, they were not as familiar with the scripture. And hence they were able to stand up and point out the errors.
在 Princeton 神学院教书的那一班人,
those who were teaching at Princeton University,
他们都是属于 Reform theology, 他们都属于改革宗神学, 改宗神学, 改革宗神学派的。
They came from the school of the Reform theology.
而这一班弟兄们, 你看见他们在那里读圣经。
You see, they were studying the scripture.
结果现在他们可以站起来和这些学者们一同来对付那个新派的狂流。
And now they join hands with the brethren to fight against the liberals.
一直到今天。
Even until today.
他们还是联手起来一直对外为主打了美好的胜仗。
They are united still to fight the good fight for Christ.
但是不要忘记那些是学者。
However, we should never forget that the one from Princeton was scholars.
那些是专门读圣经的人。
They were specialists in the Bible.
其他的人我们就不知道了。
The other people were not so sure.
但是这些人读了一百年的圣经。
However, there are 100 years of experience.
他们认识他们的圣经。
They really understand their Bible.
所以等到真的一次来对抗这些外面的情形的时候。
And hence, when they join hands to fight against these outsiders.
结果你看见说。主使用他们。
You find that God used them.
弟兄姊妹，他们在那里所有在主面前所学的。
Everything that they learned before the Lord.
现在能够起来为主打美好的胜仗。
Now they can stand and fight for the Lord.
但是最惊奇的。
You know what is most
amazing? 他们一百年读圣经的结果。
The result of 100 years of study.
结果在美国有一个学校。
Now in America, there's a school.
他们看见说这班人所学的不光所学，这班所学实在是神的话。
They find that what they have learned truly is from the word.
所以就把这些东西把他们吸收进来。
And hence they absorbed what they have learned.
本来是在教会里面的。
And initially this were among the churches.
现在因为他们达到了学术的水准。
Now because they have reached a certain degree.
No.
A certain standard, scholarship.
所以 in scholar maturity, 他们因为达到了某一种学术的水准。
They have reached a certain scholarly level.
他们知道这是神的话。
They understand that this is from
God's
word.
换一句话说，虽然他们没有受神学的训练。
Even though they didn't receive seminary training.
虽然他们不是像那些 Princeton 神学院的教授们那样。
Even though they were unlike the professors at Princeton.
但他们的确是他们的发对圣经的发现。
However, their understanding of the scripture is real.
所以就把他们的东西就整理起来。
And hence they organize what they have learned.
那这个就是今天美国的大拉神学院。
And that is what DTS is all about today.
那也是今天的 Moody Bible Institute.
And that's what the Moody Bible Institute is all about today.
Trinity College.
It's what Trinity College is all about.
你看这些学校，他们做学问的。
You see, these schools, they really study.
普通做学问的是根据其他人做过学问的。
And this scholarship is based on that of others.
那个圈子应该通通在学术圈子里面的。
That ought to only be circumscribed among the scholars.
但是不要忘记，等到他们从弟兄们那里接过这些宝藏的时候，不要忘记，这些不是在学术圈子里面的。
However, when they receive all these treasures from the brethren, they were no longer limited among the scholars.
所以到了今天，你就看得很清楚。
And today we see clearly.
我们如果要明白主的话
，if we are to understand God's word,
我们的确要回到圣经里面去。
We truly need to return to the Bible.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看主借着他，借着这一班弟兄们
，through this group of brothers,
不光打了美好的胜仗
，not only they fought the good fight.
现在我们能看见从前所没有看见的。
Now we see what was not seen previously.
如果我们停留在改革中的神学的话
，if we remain in the reform,
很多的圣经我们读不懂的。
Much of the scripture would not be understood.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
改革中所看见的不是完全错误的。
Now what the reform theology
主体上是正确的。
Theologian they were right.
In majority.
Generally speaking, they were right.
主体上来讲它是对的。
They were right in general.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见需要整个的教会。
But it requires the entire church.
所以教会是基督丰满的器皿。
Because the church is to contain the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，今天我们就蒙了福了。
For this reason, we are much blessed.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们到了二十世纪。
Today in the 21st century,
你看见我们就能够接受这许许多多的帮助。
We are able to receive all of this help.
到了十九世纪。
Now in the
20th century,
in the 20th century,
你看圣灵继续做这个工作。
The Holy Spirit was continuing in that work.
叫神的教会能够成熟。
On the one hand, maturing the church.
等候主的回来。
Waiting for the Lord.
另一面，神把丰富的话赐给他的教会。
On the other hand, His word was in fullness.
然后圣灵要借着话，用水借着道，就把教会洁净。
And then He would purge, He would cleanse the church.Through His word,
然后要叫教会成为荣耀的教会
，so that the church can be a glorious body.
那么教会就能够装饰整齐，能够等候主的回来。
To be prepared, receiving the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然许多人不喜欢他们
，even though many dislike them,
当然有他的原因的。
But there were reasons.
如果他们是对的话
，if they were right,
那么你看见许多人就不能在很平安的光景底下。
Many people would not be able to, would not.
有一件是他们要承认的。
One thing they would confess.
虽然你可以不同意他们
，even though you can disagree with them.
但是他们带给教会的丰富不知道有多少。
But you have to acknowledge the blessing they bring.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
那今天我们是不是跟随改革中，或者是跟随这些弟兄们
？Now today, are we following any of these schools that reform?
我们还得要回到圣经。
We still need to return to the Bible.
你看见真理一定是在什么地方，在这个中间的。
You find that there is truth in the middle.
不完全是改革中的。
It's not completely reformed.
也不完全是时代派。
It's not completely dispensationalist.
但有一件是真的。
But one thing is for sure.
你看见神的话，真理一定在一个地方的。
You find that there is truth here.
让我们一同起来，跟随主走那条的道路。
And let us rise and follow the Lord.
那今天我们的路在什么地方呢？
Where is our way today?
感谢主，我们所承受的产业和资产是很丰富的。
The inheritance that we have is truly great.
我们从马丁路德从加尔文那里得着一本公开的圣经。
We receive an open Bible from Luther and Calvin.
我们得着了因信称义的真理。
We receive justification by faith.
我们明白每一个人都是祭司。
We understand the believer's priesthood.
我们看见神从永远里面就拣选了我们。
We understood the predestination of God.
他预定我们得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to adoption as sons.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And that we are conformed.
我们一次得救，永远得救。
The Son's image, and then we have eternal security.
我们从这个新教徒那里，我们得着许多的资产。
And from the Puritans, we have much inheritance.
你看见为了主，我们应当忠心持守神的见证。
And for the Lord's sake, we ought to faithfully keep these.
弟兄姊妹，我们从 Anabaptist 我们明白过来了，教会和世界是不能联合的。
And from the Anabaptist, we know that there ought never to be a union between the church and the world.
不光如此，我们从贵格会我们学会了，今天你不能注意外面而不注意里面的。
From the Quakers, we learn to pay attention to the Holy Spirit's leading from within.
我们今天不是到一个房子里面去寻找神的同在。
We don't have to come to a great building to search for God's presence.
我们就是圣灵的殿。
We are the spiritual temple.
我们应做有神的殿，有神的同在。
Because we have the presence of God.
所以我们到一个房子里面，大家聚在一起。
Therefore, we can come and gather in a building.
圣灵完全在我们身上掌权。
The Holy Spirit has a first place among us.
圣灵感动我们的时候，我们就能照着圣。灵的感动，或有诗歌，或有神的话，我们就能供应神的儿女。
And as the Holy Spirit moves, we will have songs, we have a word, we will have revelation.
那不止如此。
Furthermore,
我们从敬虔派的弟兄姊妹身上。
And from the Pietists,
我们读圣经不光是用头脑，我们读圣经用我们的心。
We learn not only to read the word with the mind, but also with our hearts.
每次与主的交通，每次读圣经，都是与主交通欢聚的时候。
Every time we open the Bible, it is a joyful reunion with the Lord.
那里就是我们的天堂。
That is our heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话不光是道理，神的话也是生命，神的话也是道路。
God's word is not only truth.But its way and its life.
我们感谢主。
We thank
我们也从摩尔维亚弟兄姊妹看见，不管我们的背景有什么不同，我们应当彼此相爱。
And from the Moravian brothers, we learn that no matter what background we come from, we ought to love one another.
然后我们从威斯利约翰的弟兄姊妹身上看见。
And from the Wesleyan brothers,
我们应当追求圣洁。
We need to seek after holiness.
人非圣洁，不能够看见神。
Unless a man be holy, he cannot see God.
我们不光因信称义，我们应当信心称圣。
Not only are we justified, we need to be sanctified.
但是不止如此。
furthermore,
我们也从弟兄们的身上看见。
And from the brethren,
在主回来以前，教会要成熟。
Before the return of the Lord, the church needs to mature.
教会怎么成熟的呢
？How can that be?
因为圣灵只有用水借着道把教会洗净，教会才能成熟。
Because the Holy Spirit through the cleansing of the water with His word.
现在我们不是等到神学院去读圣经。
We don't have to wait until we go to seminary to study the word.
我们感谢主为那些到神学院读圣经的人。
We thank God for those who attend seminaries.
这是主给他们的带领。
Indeed, the Lord leads them in this way.
但是等到那一天。
But we have to
不是等到你把事情放下，你就读神学院了。
Don't wait until that day before we study the word.
你今天不读圣经，你永远不可能读圣经。
If you don't start today, you will never start.
弟兄姊妹，你不是等到有压力的，等到有文凭的，等到有学分了才读圣经。
You don't need to be motivated by degrees and credits and so on.
为了主的恢复。
For the Lord's return.
为着主自己的教会。
For the work of recovery and for His church.
你不管在什么，不管有多忙，你是个读圣经的人。
No matter what happens to you, you ought to read His word.
你是个读物理的人，你是个读圣经的人。
You can be a physicist, you can be a student of the word.
你是个读电脑的人，你也是个读圣经的人。
You can be a computer engineer, you can be a student of the word.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？没有人用压力来压你。
You don't have to have pressure from someone else.
你从心里欢欢喜喜一同来读主的话。
From your heart, you rejoice in coming to God's word.
不光这样，弟兄姊妹。
Furthermore,
我们应该照着圣经的命令。
And according to the command from God's word,
我们回到五旬节。
We need to return to the day of Pentecost.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
我们与神之间没有祭司。
There are no priestly class between us and God.
Intermediate class.
There's no intermediate class between man and God.
我们来到一起，不是等人来把圣餐分给我们。
We don't have to wait for someone else to administer to us.
也不是等待一个人用话语来分给我们。
We don't have to wait for someone to preach to us.
你看见说圣灵感动你的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moves you,
主说你们给他们吃吧。
The Lord said, "Feed them."
弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是当我们聚在一起的时候。
This is what happens when we gather.
我们一同擘饼纪念主。
We break bread to
一同祷告。
We pray together.
一同交通。
We have fellowship together.
一同领受神的话。
We receive God's word together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见教会不光被建造成功。
You find not only church, not only is the church rebuilt.
你看见教会要越来越成熟。
But you find the maturing of the church.
一直迎接主的回来。
Until a point where the Lord will return.
当你读主的话的时候。
When we read the Lord's word.
主会给你看见主很快就要回来。
The Lord will show you that he is about to come back.
他来的时候不先打电话，他来像贼一样。
Now he's not going to call you ahead of time. He's going to come like a thief.
而且他来的是把最好东西偷去的。
And then he is here to take away the best.
如果贼来是偷垃圾，我巴不得他天天来。
Now, if the thieves are here to steal the garbage, may he come every day.
但是贼来都是偷最好的东西的。
But the thieves are looking for treasures.
我们巴不得把我们当作财宝，把我们偷去。
And may we be treasures and be stolen by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们等候他随时能够回来。
We wait for his imminent return.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们为什么回耶路撒冷？
Why do we return to Jerusalem?
为什么不留在巴比伦?
Why don't we remain in Babylon?
因为只有回到耶路撒冷。
Because only in Jerusalem.
圣殿就要准备好了。
The temple is made ready.
伯利恒要准备好了。
Bethlehem is made ready.
然后主耶稣能够降生在伯利恒。
The Lord can be born.
主耶稣能够进到他的圣殿。
The Lord can go into the temple.
神的旨意就完成了。
God's will can be fulfilled.
同样的弟兄姊妹。
Similarly.
感谢主。今天我们在这里做什么呢
？What are we doing today？
还是等候主回来
？We're waiting for His return。
所以弟兄姊妹，你说教会的路在哪里
？Hence, if you ask, where is the way for the church？
我们怎么走这条路
？How should we walk？
我们如果明白教会的复兴史的话
，If we understand the recovery，
我们的路通通在这里。
The recovery of the church, the way is laid。
现在你不能说我没有路。
Right before us。
现在你不能说没有路。
We can't say that there's no way。
现在问题你肯不肯走这条路
？The question today is, are you willing to walk？
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank him。
主的确把这个路赏给我们。
The Lord has given us a way, has shown us a way。
我说过今天不要借时间的，我又借了半个钟头，很对不起。
Now I mentioned yesterday I wouldn't borrow time, but I still borrowed half an hour。
我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let's bow our hands and pray。
亲爱的主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
但愿你用这些话来摇醒我们，来震撼我们。
Lord, wake us up with these words.
带给教会莫大的转机。
To bring a turning point for your church.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
叫我们不再沉睡。
So that we don't slumber.
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially among the younger generation.
让他们明白。
help them to understand.
他们所以听见这些话。
That hearing these words,
因为神把一条道路指明给我们看。
Because you want to show us a way.
我们每一个人都是有重大使命的人。
Lord, we all have received a great commission.
但我们不白白地经过这一生。
Help us not live this life in vain.
你让我们看见这些光。
Help us to see this light.
就是叫我们行走在你的旨意上。
So that we can walk in that light.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
我们相信你在教会历史上所做的。
We trust that what you have done in church history,
你要在我们身上也要做。
You will do that work in us again.
一直等到你的教会成为荣耀的教会。
Until your church becomes a glorious church.
一直等到我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we all are conformed to the image of God's
Son. 主啊，巴不得你早一天回来。
Lord, may you come quickly.
我们愿意像约翰说的。
And we desire to say just as John did.
主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
Lord Jesus, come.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
And in your lovely name we pray.
Amen.